AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Colleges around the country are urging pro-Palestinian student protesters to clear out tent encampments. Police made more arrests at the University of Texas, while Julie Walker reports Columbia University's given protesters an ultimatum.
Clear the encampment or face suspension. That's what Columbia University is telling Israel-Hamas war protesters on the lawn of the school where graduation is supposed to take place. Student protesters across the country are demanding schools cut financial ties with Israel. At University of North Carolina Chapel Hill, grad students Jacob Jin and Sophie are part of a growing encampment.
We're going to remain here until the university meets our demands. We have set up for the long haul.
A full fleshed out promise plan of disclosure, divestment, and commission.
Protesters at Yale and NYU, which were both cleared by police last week, set up new encampments, which officials again want taken down. Julie Walker, New York.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in the Mideast urging Hamas to accept the latest ceasefire offer, which he describes as extremely generous. Brian Katulis at the Middle East Institute.
Hamas started this war, and Hamas actually has the power to get to a ceasefire, and they're choosing not to do so. They're choosing actually to endanger their own people in Gaza.
In Ukraine's capital, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
NATO allies have not delivered what they promised. The United States spent months not agreeing a package for Ukraine, and European allies have not delivered the amount of ammunition they promised.
He says that's had serious consequences on the battlefield. In Arizona,
the Santa Cruz County Attorney's Office has decided not to seek a retrial.
Deputy County Attorney Kimberly Hunley, after the trial of George Kelly ended with a deadlocked jury last week. The 75-year-old rancher shot and killed a Mexican migrant on his property last year. This is AP News. Taylor Swift's album, The Tortured Poets Department, has made a huge debut. Margie Zaraletta has the numbers.
The Tortured Poets Department moved 2.61 million units in its first week of release, according to industry data company Luminate. What's significant is how many people bought the album. It sold 1.91 million copies from download, CD, vinyl, and cassette. It had the biggest streaming week ever for an album, with more than 891 million album streams. It gives Taylor Swift her 14th number one album, that ties with Jay-Z for second most number one albums ever, and behind only the Beatles with 19. Swift says on social media she's completely floored. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
A bit more of Fortnite. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.